First person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. For Jerry Bodemar, a deep loss transforms into an inspiration.
Lately, I've been thinking about the value of asking storytelling questions to people that we love, both friends and family, perhaps especially between parents and children or grandparents and grandkids. As I recently lost my husband of 39 years, I feel the need to know my closest ones even better. Going through a strong grieving process in these times of COVID is such a challenge. In grieving a spouse, one also needs to re-find oneself. It is not easy. A large part of oneself has seemingly also died and needs to be reconstructed in some way. At the same time, one needs to have the reflection from others as to who one really is anymore. So as I walked with my daughter's family of four, I longed for more interaction with the younger generations, questions that would reveal more of ourselves to each other. Here are some of the questions that came to me. What have you been grateful for recently? What have you been concerned or worried about lately? Tell me some of the most difficult times you have experienced or the happiest. Is there something you would like me to know about you to understand? What are you interested in or excited about recently? In the last few years, I have given some of my grandkids a list of questions to inspire their journal writing, and now another for their relationships. Maybe you'd like to create your own lists like this.
Jerry Bodemar wants to inspire and model more active listening and deeper conversations in our relationships. If you have a commentary you'd like to share, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.